What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So you hit the TB, the
yeah,
talk
my
back.
My favorite
back.
Is when you
the
hit
the tuberculosis
it.
Button.
And to talk back, to pull the screen back for a moment, to talk back, you got to hold the button.
Okay, no one can hear you.
You got to hold the button. So if you...
Okay, see, no one can hear you again.
So, but that goes to Jordan. But to do the on-off is just a click. So I just went...
Is this your first time?
First time doing radio?
If you go the opposite way, you can really screw yourself because you think you're off the air, you drop an F-bomb, and then it's like, dude, everybody heard that.
Good you know what's weird? The mute button's the same. You got to hold the mute button.
I don't know if I've ever used... I mean, if I press the mute button... Oh, yep, there you go.
There you go.
I disappear. Yeah, there you go. You know what? Shut the up.
That's it.
That didn't really work as well as I would have liked. Well, muted myself.
If you scream, you know how sometimes the boys in the morning...
Should I say the F word and try it?
You know, sometimes the boys in the morning, it's mostly Brandon, loves to like yell. He'll kind of like pull back from the microphone and yell really loud. Like if you did that and held the mute button, it would just get caught on your mic.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I shouldn't say the F word.
You should not hold the mute and yell the F word.
I'm going to do it.
Because it would be up in my grizzle.
Yeah. Yeah. But nobody's listening, so therefore no FCC violation, and we're good to go.
It's my absolute favorite thing. I think my favorite thing about doing this show is that nobody's listening. Nobody cares. It's absolutely fantastic. Now that Baton Rouge is gone... Literally nobody is listening to this show. My own mama hasn't listened to this show for like a decade.
You know what cracks me up is I know of a couple people in my personal life that listen to Sunday, and I think my dad's one of them. And I was like, you know, I do the baseball show with Patrick. He's like, oh, you do that? You're still? I'm like, yeah, bud. It's Tuesday nights, 7 to 9. He's like, oh, I'll have to tune in when I'm at home. Doesn't tune in.
My favorite part is my best friend. He's like, hey, you still, he's my absolute best friend in the entire world. Hey, you still doing that podcast? I'm like, the beer one? Like, Mike and I, like, we stopped doing the beer one years ago. He's like, no, the baseball podcast. I was like, you mean the live radio? Oh, you guys are live? Radio? Like, AM?
Listen, I love all of our clients, all of our advertisers, but some of our perspective...
I love the sales guy, Joe.
Some of our prospective advertisers sometimes, the way that they talk about podcasts is almost of like, hey, just eliminate the word podcast and put radio. And
that's it.
They're like, seriously. You know, if there was some way that there was like a podcast that was like live... And like they recorded like the same time every day.
Can you imagine if there was like? Yet? Can you imagine if there was like a movie?
Only if there was something like that.
If there was a movie, but instead of like a 2-hour movie, we had like 8 1-hour episodes. That would be amazing.
Yeah, and there's just not a podcast that records every day. That's the tough thing. And you know, it's like if I just knew that there was going to be a new episode like every weekday at the same time, and sometimes I could just listen to it like live when they're doing it, like that would just be great.
I remember when Voldemort and I were doing the Beers on Us podcast. We did a couple live quote unquote live recordings. So we would go on site.
Oh, yeah, like a bar or
yeah, we had some listeners that showed up and we had some live interviews and did things like in the moment for something.
Here we are at the Dolphin 2 tonight.
Yeah, it was like a fresh hop release or our anniversary beer release, things like that. And we would do it live on site.
We are at Trader Joe's trying the Trader Jose Mexican Lager.
Let's go.
One of the top three most listened to episodes of all time. And somebody would be like, man, this is awesome. What if you guys like did this like live on the radio? And Mike would always look at somebody and be like, well, you mean our baseball show? On 10 of the Fan every Wednesday from 7 to 9.
Wait, what's that?
Okay.
What's a radio?
I'll do you guys one better. My dad, diehard baseball fan, right? And I've worked in radio here for a while in the market, and he's always like, God, why isn't there anyone doing more baseball talk? Like, I was over on another station that didn't do any baseball talk, and I always told him, hey, Dad, there's this one show on 1080 that does baseball, was every Wednesday, now Tuesday nights, and now I'm on it. And he still bitches to me that there isn't enough baseball talk happening. And I'm like, Dad, there is literally a show that I am on for 2 hours every Tuesday that you could tune in. And it's like, I don't know if it's like he's getting old or just...
Get hot and bothered by that. Because the text line is also hot and bothered by that. I'm listening. You guys are great. I don't care what everyone else says.
Why, thank
Next
you.
Text. No one listens because it's a baseball show that doesn't talk baseball.
Whoa!
I would actually disagree with that.
That was high and tight.
I actually think we do talk baseball.
A lot of it.
That was up near my chin right there. Had me back off home plate. What the hell is that?
But I mean, what do you want? You want 2 hours of...
You know what's wild? It is insane.
Like, we can do that.
It is insane the level of quality of a product playoff basketball is to regular season
it's
basketball.
It's insane,
it
dude.
Is absolutely wild. Like, it happens every year. I'm just like, this is just amazing.
I was watching, last night I was watching baseball. I crawled into bed, and it was Miami-LA. Playing baseball.
Yeah, I got you. Sorry.
And
forgot what you said literally 10 seconds before.
It was 5-5, and there was a runner on second, and Tommy Edman came up to the plate, and he hit a single into right, and it scored the run, and the game was over. Okay.
Which sucks because a dude for Miami hit a grand slam to
tie the game. I know,
I was like,
brutal.
Holy hell.
Absolutely brutal. And I'm sitting there, and while Tommy Edman's at the plate, the fans are like, let's do this. Let's go. Like, they were in it. They were so to be there. And then if it's like, I'm down 2 with 5 seconds left in a basketball game, and it's November, the crowd does not care.
Well.
I mean, they're kind of like, hey, shoot the shot. But
they care, but it's 65% full care.
Yeah, and they're just like, yeah, we'll see this later.
And you'll see it in the players' emotions, too.
I left in the third quarter. I'll watch the highlights on TV.
I think basketball, like, obviously the situation, like, you know, the level of, like, oh, my effing God, I can't believe we won it. You know, if it's a playoff game, championship game, it matters then. But, yeah, I mean, like, if it's a crazy game winner, even in November, like, I don't know, half-court shot that somehow goes in and dude had to just throw it up there and it just swishes, I think you're going to get a pretty crazy reaction out of the team like they just won the championship.
But it's like a, yeah!
I don't know. I don't know.
To where if Gary Trent hit that shot tonight,
yeah,
and
I mean,
it's
the place,
in Milwaukee, the place goes bonkers.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm trying to like think of like
there's no difference. There's no different reaction than in the NBA from a regular season to the NBA to the playoffs.
And
it's not even about fan reaction. The fan reaction is because nobody's playing as hard.
Yeah, and I was trying to think of some like crazy game winners.
Tommy Edman last night was trying to get that hit.
Like Devontae Graham for the Pelicans a few years back hit the longest game winner ever. It was like a three-quarter full shot. It was against Oklahoma City. And their level of reactions for both teams were like, holy hell. But it wasn't like a, I'm crushed and we just lost a game in the playoffs and now we're down 3-2
right.
or 3-1. It was also, it was just one of those like, oh my God, why don't you look at that? All right, see ya. Talk to you guys in a month in Oklahoma City. But yeah, I hear you.
In November, I'm not going after Halliburton's dad. Let's just put it that way.
Dude.
Good God.
Now, granted, Hallie's dad was giving it to Giannis a little bit.
Before. Sure, but can we not block people out? You know what I mean? Can we not block? This isn't what's the kid in Boston? Jared Duran? Right?
The baseball player.
Yeah, the baseball player. The kid Duran. In Boston. Yeah. This isn't like somebody's like, hey, you should have killed yourself after somebody admits they've been struggling with suicide. This isn't that. This is just like, hey, man, you suck. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going after that guy.
Dude, imagine Giannis having his hand around the back of your neck and like
also maybe,
head-to-head with
maybe
you.
Maybe being like, up 30 in the first half shouldn't lose a game.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's your problem.
But also, you kind of deserve it then. You kind of deserve to get some S thrown your way for that one. I mean, for absolutely choking it.
Oakley Doakley, is this a baseball show?
What's happening?
I think this is a baseball show.
I think that text was right.
We do got a lot of baseball to get into today. Have you ever had a 30-day review at your job? We'll get to that at the top of the second hour. Plus, we'll have Fair or Foul as well in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, I'd like to look into some surprises that are going on, some teams that are playing well, some teams that are playing bad. That might not surprise you, but is this sustainable for the league? But this is going to be real tricky. When we come back, I'd like to get into something that I don't like to talk politics on this show.
Oh, boy.
Here I don't like to talk off the field stuff on this show.
This is Patrick Harris speaking.
But there is something that is brewing that I do think needs to be discussed, and we'll get to that next. This is the Hot Corner Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Three runs showed up on there. How about that?
First place Seattle Mariners, I might add.
I think I saw freaking awesome. Fourth best offense in baseball right now.
At least top five in most categories, except batting average, of course.
Oh,
two
of course.
Players that have won back-to-back AL Player of the Week. Dylan Moore, who's now on the IL.
Who would have thought Dylan Moore to the IL was more important than Logan Gilbert to the IL?
All right, I'm pretty sure it's a baseball show, not a Mariners show. This is the city of Portland, not Seattle.
All right, that's it. We're going back.
We are our own. Yeah.
Gary Payton's the best point guard I ever saw in my life.
You ready for some Con Knipple, bitch?
Damian Lillard's career is not over.
He's coming to the Blazers.
Yeah, he's going to have one more great year. It's there. It's going to happen.
Giannis to Oklahoma City.
No, Giannis to L.A. or Golden State.
I can't wait till Portland does get their own baseball team so we don't have to talk about the Mariners.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me. You shut your mouth. We still talk about your Orioles, and we're across the freaking
country. Not nearly as much as the Mariners, okay?
Oh, we're going to get into Jozo's. Don't you worry. We're not letting him off the hook.
Not sure we need to do that.
Now, I was going to do that anyway, and then we saw today, and it was like, ooh.
Not sure we need to do that. You know, we can table that for another time.
Like I said, coming up in the second hour, we'll dive into a 30-day job. After you've gotten a job, 30-day, you get a review. So we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll have fair or foul at the bottom of the hour.
Can't do that here for me.
But I want to start here. And this is kind of a tricky situation. The President of the United States of America has reached out to Commissioner Rob Manfred in relation to
solving the people's problems.
The Pete Rose situation, may he rest in peace, the hit king himself. not Ichiro. This is not a Mariners segment.
I love Tesla.
And has attempted to persuade Rob Manfred to lift the lifetime ban of Pete Rose. Now, it has come out that Rob Manfred is now considering lifting that ban. And now what's interesting to me, and this is kind of what I want to get into, there's twofold on this. Baseball has always been very hard and steady about this. Like, nope. And Manfred himself has also nope. But without getting into a ton of politics, the president has essentially told Manfred, if you do this, we might help you with a situation coming up in 12 months, a new labor agreement. And so I guess the first question I'll ask to keep it kind of fun and loose is, if the lifetime ban is released on Pete Rose, does the Veterans Committee put him in the Hall of Fame? Asking that question, it like boils my blood to ask that question, but I will ask that question.
Will they put him in the Hall of Fame?
Well, the Veterans Committee, the Jack Morrises of the world, the Johnny Bench of the world, the Reggie Jacksons, the Joe Morgans, etc.
Well, the nice thing is that Pete took care of the one aspect of that was most important of this was the whole lifetime aspect.
That is true.
That box is checked
he,
off.
He did check that box.
And he you know, the whole life aspect.
He has paid his dues.
Yeah, death. That is the due that
death
he paid.
Death was the due, yeah. And it came calling, and he swung and got a hit.
I don't know. I find it weird that just like... he's dead, and so all of a sudden it's just like, oh gosh, Pete was so great, and he was a great baseball player. It's like, okay, did we not already think that before, but now because he's dead, we got to give him all these flowers and reckon it, like,
it's truth.
Like, why not do that when he was alive? Like, it's just very kind of
odd to me.
Yeah, a lot of it is the satisfaction of him being alive and seeing it.
Yeah,
but also it's like he's dead, so like him dying, is that really like a matter of like, you know, guys, I think we screwed this one up. I really feel bad.
No, it's not about that. It's about twisting the shiv for it afterwards. But I hear
that V was doing a lot of work there.
Shiv.
Yeah.
What is twisting the? I'm not even gonna spell it. Even where would I be going with that?
You scared me. Just initially there.
Well, I think it's interesting. I do think the Veterans Committee would put him in.
I think so too, because it's just this weird, like, I don't know. Like,
I mean, I was trying to think about, like,
because you don't
legends.
Have to like have Pete sitting there and be like, Pete, we effed up. We're sorry. You know, after all these years, we've come to terms that you should be in here. But now that he's dead, I guess it's easier for them to be like, put him in.
I was trying to think of living legends that are on the Veterans Committee, and of the three guys that I named, two of them played with Pete Rose. In Johnny Bench and Joe Morgan.
I'm sure they're like,
I said Johnny Bench, and I was like, in my head, racking real quick. I was like, name somebody that's not a Red. And I was like, Reggie Jackson. You got somebody else? I was like, Joe Morgan. It was like, oops, nope, you failed.
I mean, why are
Geronimo. Nope. Tony Perrette. Nope.
Why are we
Lupinel?
Not?
Nope.
Anymore? I kind of want some more, actually.
I think that's all I got from the Big Red Machine. I think Sparky Anderson? No, he's dead. He's been dead for
Barry
a long
Larkin?
Time.
Barry Larkin? Too late. Way off. Why are we not doing this with, like, maybe Shoeless Joe Jackson, who's been in a lot of circles considered innocent? Or, like, so, like, when all the members of the Pittsburgh drug trials, like, I remember, the face of it for me is Mets first baseman at the time, Keith Hernandez, played for the Pirates as well. Obviously, that's why, you know, Pittsburgh, he was connected to that. But there was a lot of those players that were pretty much kind of kept, even with great stats, out of the hall just because of their involvement in that. And I wonder, well, after what, Keith Hernandez dies, are we going to put him in? Are people going to start just like, after people pass away, is it worth consideration, or is it only Pete Rose that this is happening?
Yeah, that's the big discussion. I was listening to another radio show today, and the host was kind of mentioning, like, if you let Pete go, you got to let Shoeless go, and then leave it up to them. And let them do that.
I would find it funny after like 100 years to be like, you know what? I think it's the right time for Shoeless Joe Jackson.
I think it's good.
I mean,
it's
honestly,
like when Craig Biggio didn't make first ballot, he was like, you know, next year I'll just have to study harder for the test.
Good for him.
I think the biggest thing, so we're all kind of there in the same. I think the biggest thing, and this is where I'm kind of going to try and tread lightly, is, you know, I watch a lot of English Premier League.
Hey. Big championship win this weekend.
Thank you.
Woo!
Liverpool are champions.
Suck on that, Arsenal.
That was very, very big. And Arsenal lost today in the Champions League. But it's aggregate, so we'll see. They got another game. But we see over there a lot of, like, Saudi kind of basically money washing, money laundering, kind of their money through sports endeavors and stuff like that. And we've kind of heard in the NFL, there's a lot of outside of America investments that are interested in buying teams. And so what it kind of led me to believe is the president of the United States of America is starting to kind of chime in on things baseball should do and kind of dangling a little bit of a carrot over the aspect of, if you do what I think you should, maybe I can help you out. So as I always talk about baseball,
I believe that's what they call a quid pro quo.
Yeah. As I always talk about baseball being at the forefront.
I don't think you're supposed to do as a president.
Baseball being at the forefront of stuff. Like, baseball was the first with unification. Baseball was the first with color integration. Baseball was the first to deal with steroids. You know, pluses and minuses, good things, bad things, etc. Does this open the door for baseball to be the first sport to have to kind of deal with the government starting to dictate how you do things? Because the NFL has kind of staved off the Saudi money. Okay, there's homeboy in Jacksonville, but that's kind of it. The Saudis would love to buy more NFL teams, and they got the money to do it. But the NFL has been very like, I don't know if we want to bring you in. Is baseball going to be the one that lets a world leader dictate what they do?
What
I'm talking about is the president wants to get rid of unions.
Yeah.
And if they get rid of unions in the new collective bargaining agreement, baseball would have all the power.
Yeah, and good luck
with
that.
Which would be a giant reverse been for 50, 60 years.
I was
going
to say, yeah, I think that you would have, the longest lockout of all time if that happened. Like, granted, there wouldn't be an MLBPA, and there wouldn't be... I mean, that is the most un-American thing to do to America's game.
Which would be about on par for America right now.
And baseball.
And baseball.
Yeah.
Nobody hates Major League Baseball more than Major League Baseball. Yeah. You know I say that.
So, I mean, I'm not entirely shocked by it, but it also kind of cracks me up. Keep politics out of sports. There's a certain crowd of people that like to say that. And then,
I mean, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
You know, like there are many baseball players as my favorite sport. There are many baseball players that I know do not believe in the same humanitarian beliefs that I do. For whatever you want to fill that in. But I like watching them play baseball. So I'm just going to let them play baseball. As long as you're not raping people and murdering people and beating women and kids, I don't care. Just play baseball.
Yeah, I think that would be a very slippery slope, but I feel like this country's been on a slippery slope for the last 25 years now, basically. And, you know, I don't like this. Like, one, I don't like how a president is wasting his time on Major League
Dead
Baseball
man.
Hall of Fame matters. Like, dude, for real?
I mean, I would as president.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on.
I would argue Curt Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. I would.
But again, the whole 100%
douche belongs in the Hall of Fame.
But then again, also, like, he's really going to like make concessions for Manfred just to because he wants Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Like, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
I think the biggest thing why I bring it up is I just want to bring it up. I don't want to be like, I told you so. It's not like that. It's more of just this could be on the horizon. And I want us to be aware of it. Yeah. Awareness is 90% of the issue. Most people make choices because they are not fully aware.
Yeah, and I just, you know, looking at the AP article, you know, they're having discussions also between them about his immigration policies and the players that come from other countries.
What does that do what does that do to Vladimir Guerrero, Jose Ramirez, Fernando Tatis?
Cuban-born players.
Yeah, you know, what does that do to all that? You know, I don't want to be a political show. If I want to be a political show, I'd be on news radio. An Odyssey news radio show, of course.
I mean, has this been on the minds of anybody in baseball, or is this really the president giving?
Oh, I think this whole thing is a la 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 la. Let's not worry about this until it's a problem. And I'm trying to say, let's be aware of it before it becomes a problem.
I got you.
Because if you're going to tell me I can't watch Shohei Ohtani and Ronald Acuna Jr. because they're immigrants. But, like, Shohei gets a pass, but the second baseman for, you know, the Kansas City Royals doesn't
get a pass.
They're
striking out way too much.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
they don't have good base path awareness.
I don't think that's...
Awesome if the president was like, look, his OPS is under 700, and if you're not at 800, you're not a good ball player.
I don't think we have to worry about that.
You bat 286? Decent hitter.
What I was wondering is who brought the Pete Rose thing up first?
It is a decent hitter nowadays. It's a really good hitter.
Borderline Hall of Famer these days. All right, let's get out of that. When we come back,
he swings at any ball that comes near him.
I think you should outlaw the curveball. The slider has been detrimental to baseball.
My God. The sweeper, it's too
new. I mean, Ty Cobb, that was a real American. He really knew how to hit a baseball.
Tyler Glass now involved the slutter, and let me tell you, I love slut.
The baseball would come in, he'd go swinging, it'd go boom, and out of the park.
When we come back, is this sustainable? Is what you're doing right now sustainable? Because it can't be from an attendance standpoint, and good God, on TV, it's not sustainable. But will that continue? But first, we throw it to Schultzy with sports.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, his last line, you know, he goes off.
Make baseball great again?
He says at the end, baseball, which is dying all over the place, should get off its fat and lazy ass.
Time out.
And elect Pete Rose, even though far too late, into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Time out. Baseball, last 2 years, record ratings.
Dying.
The
president told me it's dying all over the place.
Well, that's fake news. Baseball in the last 2 years has
you're saying fake news to the guy who created fake news?
All I know is national people that don't follow baseball are like, baseball's in a great spot.
We're sending you to El Salvador, Patrick Harris.
I hear they play baseball in El Salvador.
You're an American and you
can they turn
agree.
A double play? 6-4-3? ¿Cómo se dice 6-4-3 en español?
Seis cuatro tres. I don't know. You got
seis cuatro tres.
Got a hard time making the prison roster there, unfortunately.
If I go to El Salvador, I'm going to look at a guy and go seis cuatro tres.
Sí, el baseball.
Goal. All right, now we're being insensitive.
Get off its fat lazy ass and elect Pete Rose.
It's fat, lazy ass.
He actually,
that's what he truthed.
Our sitting president.
That's what he truthed, bro. Not tweeted, he truthed
he
it.
He truthed it.
I wish I could, I can't even swear in front of my kids.
You can't?
How could I swear in front of the American public? Well, I can, I just choose not
Is
to.
Is ass a swear word?
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. My household, I got 8, 10, 12.
Oh yeah, then crap is a swear word.
Have you ever seen Johnny Dangerously with Michael Keaton?
No, but I love Michael Keaton.
There's a good character in there where basically it's like a quasi like gangster movie parody.
Okay.
And instead of saying curse words, he has like replacement words for everything. So he says, call someone an ice hole.
Ooh, an
instead
ice.
Instead of the F
word. Dude, that's radio.
Instead
right
of the
there.
F word, he says Fargan. And so, like,
Battlestar Galactica says frack.
So he'll just, like, be going off and say all these, like, substitute
ice
words.
Hole.
And then Michael
Keaton
will be like, God, the mouth on that guy. Like, are you kidding me?
Jeez.
Like,
yeah. What's wrong with that dude?
Johnny Dangerously, a hilarious, little, like, kind of Naked Gun airplane-ish comedy movie from the late 80s, early 90s.
Are you ready for the new Naked Gun?
Dude, I might go.
Starring Leslie Nielsen's son, Liam. His English son, Liam.
Honestly, one joke alone, I was like, I'm in. I was like, all right, you got me.
Does he have any talent? Is he an actor? Is this
Liam
a real
Neeson?
Thing?
He is Qui-Gon Jinn. Will you pull back?
That's his, what?
From the Star Wars prequels.
You have my daughter and I will kill you.
Yeah, no, I know who Liam Neeson is.
But in an English accent.
You have my Jedi.
I'm missing the joke entirely. Leslie Nielsen, Liam Neeson. That's funny, I guess.
It is funny.
Okay.
Schultzy,
sorry,
Jesus.
No, it just went over my head. I'm slow to you guys.
Liam Neeson, Leslie Nielsen. Yeah.
Sounds
I mean,
great.
The fact that they made the movie and got Liam Neeson.
It's like if the airplane sequel was called Aeroplane.
Like, it's almost like it's.
And it was like Mexicans doing the airplane bits.
It's meta. It's cool. It's hip. Come on.
All right, my friends, I'm going to read you some records here in a division, and I want you to guess that division.
Oh, boy.
All right. 19-10, 19-10, 17-11, 15-14, 4-24.
I'm going to guess it has to do with the two teams that are on the TV right behind you, and that would be the National League West.
That is correct.
Yeah, has
that
to be
is
the
correct,
Rockies.
My friends.
The 4 and the 24 was the dead giveaway.
Yeah, it's like, oh, those Rockies are having a bad one.
Dear God.
Yeah, you go up to the Central, 18-12, 16-13, 15-15, 12-17, 11-19.
I mean, did the Rockies tell, like, their fans anything this offseason? Did they say?
I don't think they needed to. I think they already knew.
Well, like, oh, we're doing something. We're really trying to win. The last time they spent any money was Chris Bryant, and they've basically been burned by that.
Here is your second guess that division. 18-11, 15-13, 15-13, 13-16, 7-21.
Oh, that's the AL Central.
What up, baby?
That's my again, core. The dead giveaway being the worst record. In that division.
That's my quarterback. That's my teammate.
They're in fair or foul, too, just so you know.
Guys, this can't be sustainable, right? The Colorado Rockies are 4-24. They have a minus 72 run differential.
I mean, look at their roster. God.
Look at their roster. Brenton Doyle?
I'm not saying
Chris Bryant
or like McMahon, their other like corner infielder. I'm not saying that they don't have good players, but
they got Bud Black.
Yeah,
Bud. That guy's a good manager.
Actually, Clint Hurdle's back in the
Clint
dugout.
Clint Hurdle's in the dugout with him. They got two men. You got two guys doing one job. We got to fix that. That's an office joke.
Yes, it is.
Kathy Bates. You got two guys doing one job. We got to
fix that.
This is what I'm kind of alluding to last segment about coming to the potential labor agreement lockout next year. This is not sustainable. You can't be 4-24. Vegas over under on Rockies losses 112 over under.
Oh, it was under that. I mean, they did not set the number at 112.
I don't know. I'm asking you Vegas style.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. I mean, they probably
you
had
them.
You
think they lose less than 112 games?
Because that's 44 wins then?
Oh, you're saying now. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow up here sometimes.
No, that's 50.
It's okay. We'll figure it out for you.
They're definitely.
You know, we're banning a bunch of stuff because we don't want autism.
I wouldn't be surprised if they lost more than 112 games.
So 50 wins?
I mean, yeah.
That's tough, man.
Yeah. I mean.
How many series are they going to win this year? Like.
Zero.
Yeah. Like,
how many series are they going to win this
year? Good question.
A series.
Serie A. Serie A.
Serie A.
Un Serie. Yeah. I mean, 4-24, what's the math on that? Like, I mean, let me pull out my big brain calculator over here. I mean, 4 out of 28 games.
4 of 28. I love this. I'm so bad at math. I'm so excited for Joe to do math right now.
They have won 14% of their games so far. So let's go.
What's 14% of 162?
162.1 carry the 4. That can't be right.
Divide instead of multiply, or the opposite.
23 wins?
I mean, yeah, if you're looking
to, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much, they've had 4 wins to this point through 30 games.
Bro, that's 139 losses.
Yeah.
I can do that math fast.
Sign me
up.
Sign me up. You know, that's the other funny thing.
Fire everyone
like,
if
Joe
that happens.
Mentioned this. To see a baseball team lose 139 games, I'm here for it.
Literally no one.
Name me one starter on the Colorado Rockies.
Quantrill's not on there still, right?
Starting pitcher.
He's on the Marlins.
Starting pitcher?
Starting pitcher. Give me a pitcher on the Rockies.
Ubaldo Jimenez.
No, he got traded to Baltimore.
That went great.
Actually, he got traded to Cleveland first.
Name one pitcher. Yes.
There's one I know. I know the name. I know two.
I'm looking at one, and maybe I know one or two.
It's Woodard? Yeah. Still, is he
nope.
there? Or?
Nope.
I'm just going to start saying generic last names. Johnson? Smith?
Nope.
Brown, white, black,
okay,
green?
I recognize two pitchers.
I got two as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on a limb, Schulze. You got Kyle Freeland.
One.
And Germán Márquez. Boom.
Nailed it. Same guys.
Boom. That's two. All right. That's two pitchers.
Who the hell is Ryan Feltner?
Chase Dolander?
Yeah.
Freeland. That's who I was thinking. Not Woodard or
Young
whatever.
Kid,
I love that Kyle Freeland's from Denver. So he's like, look, I'm not leaving. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm home.
Germán Márquez. I've heard of him. Former St. Louis Cardinal, right?
Ryan McMahon.
Uh-huh. And he's having a
Brenton Doyle.
Here.
Nope, German Marquez has never been.
Where's that
Cardinals.
Shortstop kid that they had? Don't they have a stud shortstop?
You talking about Ezekiel Tovar?
Yeah, where's he?
On the IL right now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, 26 home runs last year. But 212.
If you have to list so Chris Bryant on this, do you list him as an infielder or an outfielder?
Left out?
Yeah, exactly.
Right guard, tackle, right of the bench, guard the water, tackle anyone that comes near it.
Right guard, tackle it in. Yeah.
That's what I was in high school.
Training room.
I was a right guard tackle.
Training room starter.
Training room starter. And nobody goes to the training room because they're terrified of the starter.
real question,
guys. This isn't sustainable in baseball.
What do you mean? Obviously not. You're going to lose every damn game.
How do you fix this?
I mean... You just keep sucking.
Let me tell you how
you
we're
just
fix
keep
this.
Going to town.
Pete
and
Rose
keep
in the Hall of Fame will fix this once and forever.
I mean, Colorado's kind of playing uphill though, because obviously a mile high up in the air, it's going to be a more offensive park. Pitchers never want to sign there. It's like hitters not wanting to sign in Seattle. You are never, unless you pay what $100 or $150 million over the next best offer, getting a pitcher of an elite status to come to Colorado.
There was an interesting statement from Jeff Passan. The great, great Jeff Passan.
Rest in peace.
Somebody, I think he was on the Pat McAfee show today, and say what you want about McAfee. I'm not a McAfee guy, but Passan was on
McAfee.
I love
Pat McAfee. I think he's great.
He's here for America. What he said in Pat McAfee was like, well, why doesn't the Colorado Rockies spend any money? And Passan goes, actually, they spend money. They're just really bad at it.
Yeah, they're bad at spending money.
Seriously, since Brian, I think they've been a little gun shy
and that's what it is. I mean, they've re-signed, you know, Nolan Arenado and then sold him for nothing. They re-signed Charlie Blackman and let him die out of old age.
And they withheld a bonus at the end of the season by not giving him enough at bats.
Right.
They're
like
jackasses.
Two more at bats. Yeah. But I think you're right, Joe. I think this is sustainable. I think this is just how it goes. They're saying, hey, we're spending money. We're signing free agents. We've got guys. We're just bad.
I'm trying to find a list of the largest contracts in, like, Rockies history.
I think Todd Helton's probably up there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Tulo's...
I mean, Brian will
Chris
be one.
Chris Bryant's has got to be number one.
Brian will be one.
Tulo signed a bigger deal before he left.
Tulo signed a deal. I think Arenado signed a deal, and then they traded him.
Ubaldo
and gave money up with him.
Signed a minimal deal.
Will you take this stud from us?
And
we will
pay
for it. And I actually want nothing in return.
Yeah.
Dante Bichette played some years for the Rockies, but
they
I
do
think
have
he was
a
big earner.
They do have a list of the 10 worst contracts in Rockies history.
Most of them? Like everyone they've signed?
Let's hear him. Mike Hampton went to the Mets.
Wade Davis got a 3-year, $52 million.
Wade Davis, Kansas City Royal legend.
Mike,
if Wade Davis closer. Walked into a Kansas City barbecue joint right now, free, on the house.
Mike Hampton, back in 2001, got an 8-year deal worth $121
million. And then they traded him to the Mets.
In 2001, that's a big ass.
Wasn't that the largest deal in sports at the time?
I think so. For a pitcher, yeah.
Mike Hampton, that name always rings a bell because it's like this loser literally was the highest paid professional athlete for a short time. Like, my God.
Ian Desmond, 5 years, $70 million.
That was bad.
He was good there.
He was okay, but not good enough for that money. Especially back then.
Jake McGee got a 3-year. 27.
I know who that is.
Daniel Murphy. Remember that when Daniel Murphy was the next best player
Sure do.
He got 2 years, 24.
Also a Met.
Denny so Nagel true. Got 5 years, 51.
Denny Nagel.
Oh, here we go. Jose Reyes, 6 years, 106.
With the Rockies?
Ouch. Yeah. That's post-Mets days. Are the Rockies just a Mets team?
So this was, let's see here. In all fairness, the Rockies did not sign this off of deal, but they did agree to acquire it. Marlins signed this deal in 2011-2012 offseason. Then they traded to the Blue Jays. Blue Jays eventually passed it on to the Rockies in the Troy Tulowitzki deal.
Well, the Marlins signed all right. Burley and see, Reyes. And
Liz is doing a little bit of fibbing here.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of these losers. Let's talk about teams that should actually be winners but are actually losers.
Let's not.
Joe?
Let's...
No, what rhymes good. With Joe?
We're way against the clock. We should just break all the way until hour two.
We're going to break right now.
Let's
we'll
go 10
back.
Minutes of commercials.
Come back. Best stadium in baseball. What does that get you?
A lot of away team home runs.
We'll do that next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 10A The Fan. There's a lot to get into when you talk about surprising things, like surprising good things, surprising bad things. You know, I'm surprised the Rangers' offense is as bad as it is. I'm surprised the Cubs' offense is as good as it is. I'm kind of surprised about the Giants just as a whole. I've said it on this show for multiple years since he first came in. Jung-Hoo Lee is a baseball player. That is a major league baseball player.
He is.
And I said it, and I screamed it to the heavens, and he got hurt last year, and I doubled down on it this year, and I'm so right. You hear that? I'm so right.
Wilmer Flores, also a baseball player. Filibuster.
But I think the biggest thing to be surprised, Joe, and let's just dive into it, is, man, your O's don't look good. And
no, they don't.
And I know it's easy to just kind of like pile on you and be like, Joe, if you weren't my co-host, if you weren't a co-owner of this show, we'd be talking about it today. This team is struggling desperately, and I turn their games on for multiple reasons. One, I think they're a World Series contender. Two, I think they're good for our show because of you or just because of anything. Three, I've got Jackson Holliday in fantasy dynasty leagues.
Adley's the local boy.
Adley's the local boy. Like, there's a lot of reasons to watch. Camden is an awesome venue to watch a game. And the NL East should be fairly competitive this year.
AL East, but I know what you're
AL East, sorry. AL East should be fairly competitive this year. And I don't get it. So I'll lean to you, Joe. Like, when you look at your team, you know, what the hell's going on?
Two problems, and they're two pretty big problems. They can't pitch, and they can't hit.
Those are giant problems.
Those are two things that you usually need to do to be a good, successful baseball team, and they can't do either right now. One of those is the fault of the players. The other fault is of the front office. Coming into this season, when we were doing our preseason predictions and what these teams would look like, what's going to happen in the AL East, I said it multiple times. I feel like it was pretty obvious and plain to see is that 1-9, this should be a good batting lineup. They should be able to hit the ball, and they did to start the
they
season.
They should. They lose Santander. Let's not forget. Santander's right. A good player. Yes. Losing him, you can't just wash over.
Yes, but there are still a lot of good batters on this team.
Gunnar, and Adley.
Like, when this team started to come
Westberg.
On 2 seasons ago, Santander was a part of it, but
Cedric Mullins had a good start.
He's been one of the more consistent hitters on the team so far. Besides Cedric and besides like Ryan O'Hearn, nobody is hitting. Gunnar Henderson, since he came back from injury, he has been a shell of himself. Colton Cowser, he just got, I don't know if they extended it or if they restarted it, but he's on 60 days out now, and he's going to be gone for a while. Adley, great start, has cooled off. Jordan Westberg, not hitting.
Jackson doesn't hit against lefties.
I mean, Jackson Holliday, he's batting like 225, 230, something like that. Like, these guys are not hitting, and that is a player, that is a coaching, that is an approach problem that is solely on the players. Coming into the season, though, I said, starting pitching, not going to be great. But outside of Zach Eflin and Grayson Rodriguez, who we haven't even seen,
right?
It's going to be very questionable. And it has been terrible.
And that's kind of where I want to be. Like, we knew this starting pitching was going to struggle, but it is beyond struggle.
And there,
it is bad.
I'll also give credit outside of Eflin, the Japanese dude Tomoyaki Sugano. He has
had a good start yesterday.
He has been good, and I want to say he's got a 3.23 ERA around there. But anytime Charlie Morton has been thrown out there, he gives up a billion runs. Today was the first start for Kyle Gibson.
Kyle Gibson faced five batters and gave up four home runs.
Yes, and a triple and a double on top of that.
In the first inning, yes. It was home run, home run, home run, ground out, home run, triple, double.
Going into the Yankees series yesterday.
Not good.
Going into the start of the series, they had the worst run differential in the American League. That is still the case because they gave up 15 runs today and lost 15-3. They came into the season knowing what they had, started pitching, and they looked at it and they're like, yeah, we're good. We're going to be fine. And then Grayson Rodriguez, to their defense, you don't really foresee an injury there. But that dude, I am just waiting any day for them to say, yeah, Tommy John, done for the year. And it's just, again, part of it is team, player, coaching approach. And the other is the front office effed up, and everybody was saying it going into the season. It's like, this is not a good starting pat. This is not a great 1-5. Like, you should probably do something. Like, Charlie Morton at 42 is not Charlie Morton at 38. Like, Kyle Gibson, again, like, if that's what you're depending on, Kremer and Cade Povich, who has shown flashes this year, they're not consistent enough. And they just start off games horribly. 1-5. Oh, raising arms. Oh,
dang it.
You guys got fooled.
Got fooled.
I mean,
it looked good, though.
Yeah, we didn't really get fooled. The Del Conte. Well, you did.
Both you guys were raising your arms up.
Shut your mouth,
calling it a home run.
Joe, let me tell you this.
Not good radio. Jorge Polanco almost hit another home run, just to give the listeners a preview.
The third worst run differential in baseball is the Toronto Blue Jays at 35.
Third worst?
Third worst.
Yeah.
Is the Toronto Blue Jays at 35. There's some people floating around at 33, 34, 28, etc.
I'm going to guess, because I just looked at it the other day, I think our run differential now is at 49.
It is at minus 50.
There you go.
You are number two. The worst run differential in baseball are the,
Colorado Rocky?
What is Colorado Rockies?
They are minus 72.
We're not last.
You're not last.
Let me throw you out.
But you're minus 50.
Let me throw out
nobody.
The
closest to you is around 20.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It makes me sick. This was just after this weekend. We got swept by the Tigers, lost 6 of our last 7. I came in, I talked to fellow sales bro and Orioles bro, Kurt Ludwig, and I'm like, dude.
Oh, I didn't know Kurt was an Orioles.
Yeah, he's an Orioles fan, too.
Chozos.
Kurt and me are Orioles fans, Cowboys fans, and Ducks fans. Wow. So, I mean, we just all season just are in constant misery.
Wow.
But I came in after this weekend, and I told him, I'm like, dude, it's getting to a point where this season is going, it's obviously going south, and there isn't anything that is telling me that this is going to get turned around anytime soon. We can't hit. The starting pitching is terrible. Real quickly, Orioles ERA by inning. First inning, 6.51. Second, 5.46.
Ooh.
Third inning, 7.71. Ooh. Fourth inning, 4.82. Fifth inning, 5.79.
You're talking about not even getting to second. Well, I mean, you are getting a second time in the lineup if your ERA in the first is 6.
Within the last week and a half, they have given up 24 runs to the Reds, and then they gave up 15 runs today to the Yankees.
Oof.
Like, they are mismanaging the team. They are banking on old arms. It's just...
Does Hyde get fired before the All-Star break?
I don't know if it'll be before the All-Star break. I could see them riding it out with him through the rest of the season and then giving him the heave-ho.
No way he survives this.
I don't think so. I think that you gave him the benefit of the doubt because he had rode with the team through the bad years. You got a couple good years with him as the manager.
This is the AJ Hinch thing all over again.
He's losing.
You have some bad managers to deal with the young Astros, and then you bring in AJ Hinch and win World Series.
You're losing the clubhouse. You're starting to lose the front office because Mike Elias doesn't think that he needs to make any drastic changes and acquire big arms. Now, granted, he did get Corbin Burns, but you didn't keep him.
Right.
I just
had no shot at keeping him.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of foregone conclusion, yeah. But it's from front office to the clubhouse, it's all just a mess right now. And it came to a full head today against the Yankees, giving up a billion home runs in the first inning.
I think that's the contender you got to look at going forward to see how they react. If they, you know, you can't win a World Series in April, but you can lose a World Series in April. So we'll keep an eye on Joe and Kurt's O's.
Today was the death nail. I was like, you know, again,
I heard guys on MLB Network this morning saying, yeah, like Baltimore's got to figure it out today.
They had a graphic.
Rodon can get hit. Like today's a must win, and Rodon had a perfect game into the seventh.
They had a graphic this morning. I'm not even kidding because I had MLB Network on. I didn't know who was talking about it, but the graphic was, are the Orioles doomed? And I said to Kurt, I'm like, okay, maybe we're getting a. Yeah, they're doomed.
Yeah.
Like, literally today they were doomed, and they're doomed for the rest of the season.
All right, we're way over it. So when we come back in the second hour, there's a lot to get to. We'll do fair or foul at the bottom of the hour, plus you ever had a new job and your boss brings you in after 30 days? Let's see how you're doing. We'll do that next. The Hot Corner, Today the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.